It's the Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Buzz 24/7. The exclusive post-show podcast of the Morning Buzz radio program. Heard weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m. All over the world.
The world. You okay, buddy? Jesus. You just hacked up some of his lunch.
Yep.
Nice.
Gotta chew my spaghetti better.
I saw when he just wiped it off of his arm.
We,
yeah, that was smooth.
We're gonna be speaking with a director of a brand new movie called Lost on a Mountain in Maine. He's going to be calling in, and his name is Andrew Boothu Nightlinger. And I don't know a lot about it, to be honest with you. I'm intrigued, obviously, by the title, Lost on a Mountain in Maine. It's a true story of a 12-year-old, Don Fendler, whose story captured the nation after becoming separated from his family and surviving in the remote wilderness of northern Maine. So this guy is the director. He may actually be calling right now. Hold on, I got to hold on amongst yourselves.
Okay,
hold on, everybody.
I'm holding.
No, he's not there yet. But yeah, so I'm intrigued. Anything that takes place? Did you see the Naomi Watts movie that took place in Washington? That took place on in the mountains, White Mountains, in New Hampshire?
I did not.
Well, what's it called? I can't remember the name of it. She's lost in the mountains, and she's not lost. She goes up there, as she does every year, to lament the passing of her husband. And in it, she encounters a stranger on the top of a mountain, shoeless, in the middle of a blizzard, and trying to save his life. And the story behind it,
Infinite Storm.
Infinite Storm is really interesting. But, you know, it lost me right in the opening minutes, because as she's rolling up to the mountains, in the White Mountains, I'm like, that's not the mountains. That's not New Hampshire.
Don't you know? Don't you hate that when immediately you see that?
Yeah, it's like Colorado. You know what I mean? And the mountains are giant stone peaks. It's not...
I guess it was Slovenia, Greg.
Was it really in Slovenia?
Slovenia.
Ridiculous. It shows you how much I know about geography. I thought it was in Colorado. But yeah, so Andrew is going to be joining us here. I think he might be on the phone with us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Andrew, is this you?
This is me. I'm him.
Yeah, you are. It's Andrew, it's Greg. We've got Roadkill, Laura, and Kelly. And we are, well, across the border from Maine in New Hampshire. Good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I love New Hampshire. It's a stunning state.
As is Maine. Thank you. I mean, all of New England. I love all of New England. But we were just talking about the movie Lost on a Mountain in Maine. And I know that it's based on a true story. And I know that Sylvester Stallone is producing the movie, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
So I want to know about the story, because I know it's a true story. But I guess I'm going to start with, how do you get something like a proposed movie in front of Sylvester Stallone?
You know, the movie just has to have the right ingredient, and that ingredient is that it's a movie about perseverance.
Yeah.
And that is his brand, right? That's yeah. been the Rocky brand since the beginning.
Sure.
So, you know, he'd never made an underdog story about a kid before, so this kind of fit what he was looking for, you know? And that's kind of where it all germinated from. And then I came onto the project afterwards. I think them hiring kind of a director that nobody knew yet, but who had kind of cut his teeth on smaller films,
yeah.
was also part of that underdog ethos.
So you find out that he's producing it, and then you're hired on as director. Does that add to the pressure at all? Must, right?
It does. It does also because this is a Stallone movie, we can't do anything halfway. So in my interview process, I actually had to hike Mount Katahdin in Maine to land the job. Yeah, so that was part of my, I was flown out to Millinocket, Maine, hiked the mountain, as you know, Mount Washington, right?
Yeah.
And Mount Washington, the beautiful mountain, but I know you can drive right up to the top, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Katahdin, you can't do that. You have to hike it.
Yeah.
And it's like doing the stair stepper straight up for 6 hours. It was tough, but I made it, and I got the job.
It is not an easy mountain. Did you go along the knife edge? Did you walk along the knife edge? Because I don't have the balls to do that.
You know, I haven't. I've been up the mountain twice now because we filmed up there as well. And I have not done the knife edge. But when I go the third time, which will be hopefully next year, I'm going to do it. I'm bound and determined.
Now, the movie is called Lost on a Mountain in Maine. And does it take place on Katahdin? Is that why you had to climb the mountain?
It, It does, yeah. So the movie, it's a true story set in 1939. It's about a 12-year-old boy that gets lost up in Baxter State Park. And he spends 10 days out in the wilderness alone and treks over 80 miles and survives. You know, spoiler alert, but it's a family film about hope.
Yeah.
And it's a true story, but it's about the journey getting there is what the movie's about and what matters. And, you know, and I tried to make a movie that was about very simple things, but I think things that we need to be reminded of with all the noise happening in the world right now. It's about family. It's about love. It's about community. It's about hope. And those, I think, you know, we don't see that in movies all that much anymore.
You know, I gotta ask, because I'm familiar with Baxter State Park. When you think of the White Mountain National Forest, you know, there's roads everywhere. There's towns. Baxter State Park is an immense chunk of land with one road. One road going through it.
That's
it. It's a dirt road.
Yeah.
So there's no, if you're out there, you could be, and things can go very seriously. They can in the White Mountains too, but it is much more remote than
and
the
you
White.
Said at 10 years old.
Yeah.
This boy.
In 1939.
Yeah.
You know,
how did his family lose him? Or how did he lose his family?
Well, he got lost in a storm. They got caught up in a storm up there. This movie is both about like what you should do when you're lost in the wild, but also a little bit about what you shouldn't.
Yeah, right.
Which is why kids, you know, you should take your kids to see it because it teaches them something. But they got he went on a hike with his father and his brother, and a storm just kind of came in. And Katahdin's really well known for these like freak storms that just come out of nowhere. The second time I was up there, that happened to me.
Yeah.
And we were caught up there, and we had to kind of cower in the rocks. We also got the camera out and make sure we filmed it too, you know.
Of course.
Because we wanted to get some of that real life stuff and authenticity in the movie. but yeah, it's very unpredictable. So you have to watch out. And then the kid, you know, the kid ultimately followed some pretty like simple guidelines about how to find his way home. And he just followed water.
Yeah.
And the whole idea was like water leads to stream leads to river, and river ultimately always leads to civilization.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, is the family originally, the family that it really happened to, were they from Maine or were they visiting Maine from another part of the country?
They were visiting Maine from Rye, New York.
Okay. All right.
But they're a Maine family.
I'm really into the movie because the geography, and because I've been there, and I'm a New England guy. We're all New England people, but I really want to see this movie. I also want to see this movie because it's about something other than a superhero. And it's something other about the, it's not about the end of the world, because that's all that's in the freaking theater, Anthony. I want to see something that makes me feel good, you know?
Music to my ears. I mean, that is the reason I made this. When I first read the script, I thought to myself, wow, this reminds me of the movies I used to go see when I was a kid,
right,
or when I was even in high school, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like part White Fang, Old Yeller, The Black Stallion. There's a little bit of A River Runs Through It in there, you know?
Yeah.
And we just don't see those movies anymore. And so I think people are hungry for this. Hollywood just doesn't know it, and that's why it's opening up in theaters this weekend.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. Yeah, opens on the first. Let me ask this question from a filmmaking standpoint. How do you coach a 12-year-old?
you audition 150 of them first off.
Really?
And you audition a lot of them, and you find the one that is going to be the most compelling to watch without any dialogue, because that's what a lot of this movie is the kid alone in the wilderness. It's like Tom Hanks in Castaway, right?
Right.
And we just found this really subtle actor who came to play. He was so good. It's a tour de force kid performance. And I learned a lot from him as a director, to be honest. But my job was just to make sure that I set a good example for him. You know, I knew he could perform, but I wanted to make sure that this was his first big movie role, that everybody on set treated each other with respect, that we followed safety guidelines, so that we set the bar really high for him.
Yeah.
And just wait to see the movie. He will break your heart in this movie.
I can't wait. I cannot wait to see it. I will say, and you having been there, I don't think the others on the show here have been. No. Baxter State Park is so beautiful and so remote. You can't get a cell phone signal there. All right. So when you go there, you're going to get away. And it is the best place I have been to do that. It's unbelievable, isn't it, Anthony? Did we lose you?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Yeah. It's there's something magical about it. You know, I grew up in South Dakota.
Yeah.
And there's something about Maine. They're kind of almost like sister states in a way.
Yeah.
And it's not because the people are salt of the earth, and there's still, and also New Hampshire, there's a lot of similarities. We're very kind of neighbor focused,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we also like our wilderness and we like our space.
Mm-hmm.
and so Baxter State Park really is that place to just kind of disconnect, you know, and be with the family or be with yourself if you want it.
And you can experience the movie opening this weekend in theaters. It's called Lost on a Mountain in Maine. Anthony, a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm really looking forward to seeing the film. We appreciate you taking some time to be with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, you got it. Take care. Yeah, we ran out of time there. It really looks good. Really looks good. That's where I got the two flat tires.
That's why I said you don't want to get a flat tire there.
You don't want to get a flat tire there.
You didn't catch that.
Because I will tell you that 8 or 9 people will pass by you at 5 in the morning, even though you're standing there kind of looking for a lift to the ranger mm-hmm. station. They didn't stop, which I got to be honest with you, unlike people in the wilderness not stop.
No, they're very much that.
Very, very unlike that. Like, and there's my van, there's my truck, got two flat tires, and they blew by me like I was standing still. Well, I was standing still, actually. I wasn't going anywhere. But it was unfortunate.
Yeah, but when you're in the wilderness like that and you can't have your cell phone, you can't, people don't know what you're, if you're going to try to jump them or anything
no,
bad.
No, I get that. A nice couple did give me a lift. I sat in the back of their truck for 5 miles. That's how far the gate was. And the temperature was 32 degrees. And it was, by the time I got there, I looked like... the guys in Planes, Trains, and Automobile when they were frozen.
This did capture the whole nation. I mean, a year later, FDR gave Don Fendler, the 12-year-old kid, like a Valor Medal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I can't wait to see it. Can't wait to see it. Lost on a Mountain in Maine. So there you go. All right. Well, there's our interview for today. Go see that movie. And then go to Baxter State Park when it opens again. I think it's closed right now. The trails are closed because of wildlife. So anyway. Enjoy the rest of the day, everybody.
You too, my friend.
Not you, Scotty.
Stay
everybody
thirsty.
Else I was talking
Shut
to.
Shut up.
Okay.
Thank you, Greg.
There you go. Have a great day, Laura.
You too.
All right. Thanks for hanging with us on the Buzz 24/7. We will see you tomorrow.